Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we want to talk about how to say chess in Chinese. We have Ali Hill. Hi, Ali, 你好.
Hello, 你好.
Do you play chess?
I do play a lot of chess, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what you talk about the chess is really like a Western-style chess.
I know there is a Chinese form of chess, isn't there? But yeah, mm-hmm. this is the Western style.
Right.
Now, it's mostly played in Europe
sure.
and also in Russia as well.
Okay, in Chinese, anything with a little chips...little tokens,
mm-hmm.
and we move them around as a game, either play by yourself or with other people, then we classify the whole type of board games as chess games. So to really differentiate which is which, then we'd say what type. For example, the chess game you play in Chinese, they have to add something in front of 棋.
棋.
Yeah, only one word, and it's a second tone, so we go up, 棋.
棋
棋
棋
That's it. And in this case, could be anything, especially 棋. In your social context, you're thinking about the Persian type of chess. But Chinese people, they also invented something to entertain themselves. Go.
Go.
Yeah. Go, the game, the black and white chips there, and people try to corner the other side. That's called 围棋.
围棋?
Yeah, 围.
围?
围, in this case, that means to surround.Yeah, so to surround something, so 围棋, that's the game Go. 围棋.
围棋.
Yeah, and then when I was a kid, we did something called 象棋. In English translation, they call it Chinese chess. And similar concept that you have a king and you have the minister and like the strategist next to the king. And you have the general, you have the soldiers, and you have all sort of the roles and the different rules to decide what type of move you can do.And try to take out the other side. Quite similar to the chess game in terms of the rules. And there are two ways of playing. You can do the whole game with the whole board, or you can have the half game. So I think most Chinese kids, they can do this one. It's a slightly easier one than 围棋 Go.
I think I have played Chinese chess a couple of times with,
okay.
With friends. But
yeah. And there are characters on top.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It just took a little bit of adjustment, but it's...Very enjoyable game as well. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. So when you play with your friends, like your companions, we also have a special name for them. We say 棋友.
棋友.
Yeah. 棋 is the chess. And 友 means the friend. So your companion playing chess, 棋友.
棋友.
Yeah. And you, being a professional, and then you won many times, we call you 棋王.
棋王.
Yeah. 王 means the king. So you're the king of chess. 棋王.
棋王.
Yeah, and then you can use that as a description for someone who is so good or someone who really like, got the championship. 棋王.
棋王.
Yeah, and the verb we use to play chess, we say 下.
下.
It's the fourth tone, so we go down. And the meaning for 下, that actually means to go down.
Mm-hmm.
So to put down the piece, so we say 下棋.
下棋
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 Yeah, so instead of using 打, if we remember, in Chinese characters, when we play the sport, we say 打球 to play the ball, or when we play the poker game, or to play 麻将, for example, we use the verb 打, but,
打
Yeah, 打 But in this case, in terms of playing chess, any type of chess, we say 下棋
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 And then, as I said, 棋 is quite a generic term. Could be any type of board games with pieces around. The type you use is called 西洋棋.
西洋棋.
Yeah, 西 means west. 洋 is the ocean. So, west ocean
west
together.
Ocean.
Yeah, that means western.So that's from Chinese perspective, as you can understand. So because Chinese people, for thousands of years, they have been playing different type of chess. Chinese chess, Go. So when they first came across the chess you are familiar with, then they say, oh yeah, that's a foreign chess from the Western Ocean. So they call that 西洋棋. So for you, that's your orthodox, your authentic chess. But for them, Chinese chess is something they grew up with.So
right.
it's all in perspective.
That's right.
Yeah. So you play the chess in their conversation. They will say, 下西洋棋。
下西洋棋。
Yeah. 下 is to play. So I can ask you, Hi, Ellie, 下西洋棋吗?
下西洋棋吗?
Yeah, and ma at the end is the spoken question mark. So I basically just ask you, do you want to play chess with me? 下西洋棋吗?
下西洋棋吗?
You can say 好。
好。
下棋。
下棋?
Yeah, 下棋就是 okay, let's play. In real life, I probably wouldn't do it because I know you're going to win the whole way through. So I'm not going to do it. Okay. Right, so do you see that people who play chess and play poker...They tend to be strategic thinkers.
I think so. And I think I would assume you're using the same part of the brain for both activities.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to find that players who are very good at chess are very good at poker. But
right.
It's not always the case the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Some poker players, maybe they don't have the concentration and they're sort of looking for more of a fast action game than
mm-hmm.
chess.
And do you see that the skill from playing poker and chess...can be transferred into real life. For example, they can think about everything more strategically and from a longer term perspective rather than just looking at the current move every step.
I think that's right. I think in terms of planning and looking at things in a strategic way, I think it should have some benefits. I don't know if there's any research into that, but I would imagine it should be very, very useful.
Right. And then you plan to continue playing poker as a profession?
And chess more as a hobby. Yeah.
Right, okay. That's a fascinating job you have. Your job and your joy is combined.
That's true, yeah.
So around you, does your family play as well?
My dad kind of taught me chess at the start.
Mm-hmm.
And he also does like to play poker a little bit. He's been one time with me to Las Vegas.
Right, okay. Thank you so much, Ali, for sharing with us. Today we'll talk about chess. Chess is a very generic term, as we know. Any type of...games with pieces on the table, you can move things around. To say Western chess, we say 西洋棋, and the Chinese chess, we say 象棋. To play chess, we say 下棋. Thank you, Ali. Please don't forget to come back next time to join us with Talk Chinese. Bye.
Bye-bye.